Now, back to the Bob Morning Show, brought to you by DJ's Home Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
So I did hear back from Dave from Manorville. He said, yes, the Ronnie Millsap song, There's No Getting Over Me. I think that's the one it was, wasn't it?
Yes.
He said that would have been a classic for him.
Okay.
Even though it wasn't introduced as a classic, so thank you, Dave. And Charlene says, yes, she uses pumpkin puree in her recipe for pumpkin bars. And just like I said, she also loves the cream cheese frosting. So
great taste.
So she uses pumpkin puree in her recipe, and she adds her spices. So she uses the pumpkin puree that is not pre-spiced.
She does it on her own term.
Yes.
I like that.
Because then you can tweak it. Pinch of this, pinch of that. Your pinch might be different than the other person's pinch.
Right.
Keep that in mind. I want to dedicate today's almanac to Steve and all the Roseville school bus drivers. Steve was out at the Fall Festival up at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Bram on Saturday. And big fan of the almanac. He plays it for his kids on the bus that are still on the bus.
Huh.
And they learn something. They're learning more from the almanac than they are in 8 periods of class.
And there's a lot of bus drivers that have us on. I had a guy, remember last Tuesday, stayed home so they could come out, DirecTV, come out and fix my satellite dish after I had my roof replaced. It was out of alignment.
Yep.
The guy who was doing, he saw my microphone on the kitchen table.
There you go.
And he goes, you radio? And he goes, yeah, I thought so. I was a bus driver for many years, and I always had you on in the morning. I love the almanac.
There you go.
Yeah, bus drivers unite.
I think Joni Smith does as well.
Okay.
She met you at the of the Smiths.
Of
Smith
the Smiths.
Auction.
Yes.
Bram, the whole Fall Festival thing.
I did meet
her. She's a bus driver, and I think she gets it on somehow, some way as well. So Monday, September 23rd, hello to all the bus drivers, 267th day of the year. This date, 1779, one of the most famous quotes in the history of our country. Kiss My Grit, certainly up there, but this one might be a little higher. From John Paul Jones, commander of the Bonhom Richard. He was quoted as saying, I have not yet begun to fight.
Mm-hmm. Good for him. And he battled.
You know, it's almost, basically, the translation is the same as Popeyes. I've stands all I can stands. I can stands no more.
Correct.
Basically is the same kind of definition of that one. So John Paul Jones, 1779. Then 1 year later, another Revolutionary War related quote or event, John Andre, who was a British spy, was captured by the rebels, by the Americans, by our revolutionary forces.
Right.
The Union Army, the whole thing, captured with papers. Now, that's one thing. If you're a spy, you probably shouldn't have things written down.
No, just commit them to memory.
Commit them to memory. Then they have to force them out of you. I mean, that's what they say, you know, the waterboarding, the whole thing, the torture. Yeah.
Right.
The bring in a car battery, a couple of clamps, a couple of wires, and you know.
Removing fingernails.
And the whole thing. But to have it written down, I mean, that was just awful. John Andre, worst spy ever.
It does save on torture.
It does. Right, exactly. Here's my papers. He was captured, and the papers said that Benedict Arnold was going to surrender West Point to the British. That traitor. He was a traitor. So that was the state, 1780. 1939, Neil, we lost the Freud dude. You know who the Freud dude is?
Yeah, yes.
Sigmund Freud. Noted psychiatrist Sigmund Freud. Lived a good long life. 83, had his id, run. His super id, the ego, and the whole thing there. Told us, I learned a lot about him. When I went to Brown Institute, they actually had a psychology class.
I think
we may have had psychology in high school, because I know we had sociology, and I think psychology part of the social studies curriculum at the time.
Yep.
Whether they still do, I don't know. But that was a state, 1939. If they don't, they probably should.
Mm.
1952, this date, we're going to go to a studio in Nashville.
Your cheating heart will make you weep.
The last recording session that Hank Williams would ever have, this date, 1952.
Try to sleep.
He recorded, I Could Never Be Ashamed of You, Take These Chains from My Heart. Maybe a little one you're familiar with, Kalijah.
Oh, yeah.
And this one.
He would only be around for a few more months.
That is true. What a we say this again, just a meteoric rise, and then, you know, just then it's done. It's
crash
over.
And burn.
But at the same time, I've said this before, if he didn't live the way that he did live, would his material, his work, and everything be as impacting and long-lasting and have the kind of structure that it had?
Yeah, maybe
if he was
not.
Just a normal guy who wasn't, you know, hooked on booze and things and living the way that he was, maybe his music would not be the same. That the fact that he is the songwriter writing these songs.
He accomplished a lot in 29 years.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
1952. How about in 62?
Oops, cartoon TV theme time.
Yeah, we had ourselves a premiere on ABC. This was the first regular series to be carried by a network in color. It might have been just the network. It says the network. I think my ABC's first network series that was,
yeah, it was a
color
ABC
series.
Meet George Jetson.
Who doesn't know this theme?
Oh, yeah.
His boy, Elroy.
Elroy was a troublemaker.
He was
short. He was.
Daughter Judy.
He looked more like he was Barney Rubble's kid. Blonde hair, kind of short and stubby.
He did.
Jane,
well, they met at some point.
They did. They did have the Jetsons and the Flintstones. Meet.
Right. Judy and Jane.
Yep. Spacely Sprockets.
Oh,
Cogswell,
yeah.
Cogs.
Yes.
It was basically, well, Flintstones.
Astro.
And, yeah, Rastro. And Rosie.
And Rosie the
was
robot.
The housekeeper. Yeah. So that was his state in 1962.
So
the Jetsons was only on a couple of years,
yeah,
and they revived it, but it has had a much bigger impact. Kind of like Hank Williams Sr.
Right.
1969, this date, London Daily Mirror, the first to print, the first newspaper, first news organization to print a rumor that Beatle Paul McCartney had died and,
yeah,
was dead at this time, that he had died in a car crash in 1966, and there was a double that was in his place, a doppelganger, if you will. Quite a theory.
Yeah, it was, and it was not true.
It's far-fetched.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. 1969. 1979.
Uncle Scooby? Hi! I'm Scrappy Doo!
Scrappy Doo?
Scrappy Doo made his debut. That rhymed. Yeah.
Let me get him!
He seemed to be a little more brave than the other Scoobies. You had your,
yes,
Scooby Dumb.
Scrappy-dappy-doo!
You might even say that Scooby-Doo had jumped the shark.
I would say. Scrappy-Doo was much easier to understand, too.
Scrappy-Doo?
He had puppy power.
Puppy power!
Scrappy-Doo, 1979. Now let's move up to 1986. In New York at the Plaza Hotel, James Brown, Freddie Jackson, and Melba Moore were all there performing and headlining an anti-crack rally. That was a state in 1986. Everybody who showed up got free suspenders and a belt.
Very nice. There were a lot of plumbers in attendance.
And indeed. 1988.
He's leaning a little bit right now. He's running. There's the throw. Number 40. Jose Canseco, the first man ever in big league history to do it. And now he's asking the umpire if he can take that second base bag.
He wants the bag. He will.
Pretty impressive.
And, of course, he's with Madonna, so he'll take the bag and the base, too, Neil. So this is somewhat significant right now and timely because we just got just days ago, we had our first 50-50 guy.
Shoshone Ohtani?
Yeah. Shohei Ohtani.
There we go.
How did you say it again? I really liked how you did.
I don't even know.
You're pretty close.
Shoshio Ohtani.
Madonkadong Su.
Right. So he's seen 50 homers and 50 steals.
Yeah. He had the game. Well, did you hear about his game? He went 6-for-6, had 10 runs batted in, a couple home runs.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. It was against Miami, though.
Wow.
At Miami, that little ballpark they got down there. But anyway,
it is a professional field.
Yeah. I could hit a couple dingers there.
Right.
But
the stolen bases might have been more problematic
still
for you.
90 feet.
Yeah.
So 40-40, and you got your Canseco, Barry Bonds. It's still quite an exclusive club.
It really is.
Because it's Barry Bonds, it's Alex Rodriguez, Alfonso Soriano. And a lot of people forget about Ronald Acuna Jr.
Yeah,
from
Atlanta.
Him. And then now Ohtani was in the 40-for-40. Now he's 50-and-50.
Jeez.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
1988, Jose Canseco, though, was the first. How about 92?
The world changed in seconds. Now a special two-hour TV event can change your view of history. The season premiere of Quantum Leap.
My name is Lee Harvey Oswald.
Sam leaps into the most notorious assassin of the century. What really happened? Everyone has a theory.
No!
This one has a surprise ending. Quantum Leap, the Oswald Conspiracy, premieres NBC Tuesday.
That's my favorite Quantum Leap.
That's a good one.
The way that they did that, it was just genius. And those are probably my favorite Quantum Leaps when there was really something tied to real history.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with my favorite Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah.
The ones that are true kind of to history and to historical. It could be fiction. It could be based on faith, like, you know, some of the ones from the Bible. It's great with the... With the Lost Ark of the Covenant and certainly the Holy Grail.
For me, it all started with Time Tunnel, the TV show.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was in the 60s.
What did they do on Time Tunnel?
You would go back and try and
fix history?
These two guys would get into the Time Tunnel. Next thing you know, they're at the Revolutionary War. Yeah,
were they fixing history or were they just experiencing history? Because Quantum Leap, you go back and he would fix these little things that were wrong.
Yeah. I think they were just trying to survive.
They didn't know what they were doing.
No.
Really. 2011 then this day. And by that was 92, Quantum Leap with Sam leaping into Lee Harvey Oswald. Let's go to 2011.
This is not the ending I want. Now you've done it. You'll never get it back. Just watch me.
Fans of All My Children will recognize that as the final scene of All My Children.
It aired
on ABC for the last time on a nice little 41-year run.
41 years.
41. So that was 2011. We're going to move on to birthdays now today.
To all the girls I once caressed.
Julio Iglesias, everybody. And here he is, of course, performing with Willie Nelson.
For helping me to grow. I owe a lot, I know. To all the girls I've loved before.
The winds that change are always blowing.
Why are they laughing, Neil? Why would they laugh at Willie Nelson?
I don't know. They should.
You know why?
Is that Willie?
No, it's Johnny Carson. Do you remember this?
Yes. Willie on the Tonight Show.
And out comes Johnny as Willie Nelson. It was outstanding.
That was good.
It really was. He had the whole look and everything.
To all the girls I've loved before.
That's pretty good.
You traveled in and out my door. I'm glad they came along to dedicate this song. All the girls I've loved before.
That's good.
So Julio Iglesias, he's 81 today. Mary Kay Place. She was Loretta on Mary Hartman.
Yeah.
The Norman Lear
show,
which was weird. It truly was.
I didn't get it.
Now, she was on that show a country singer. Wannabe country singer who would like perform at bowling alleys and stuff. And then she actually released a few songs.
Huh. Baby boy.
You probably don't remember this, but I remember this because I was listening to country radio in the late 70s. This was a number three song.
Wow.
Sweet Charlie, you're my big old baby boy.
She had a top 10. Speaking of duets with Willie Nelson, she had a top 10 duet with Willie called Something to Brag About.
Very nice.
Song that they performed on Saturday Night Live. Mary Kay Place is 77.
Talk about a dream. Try to make it real. You wake up in the night.
We call him the boss.
You spend your life waiting for a moment.
Is that Johnny Carson?
It is not. It's Ed McMahon, actually.
That's impressive. He'd be a good Clarence, big man Clemens, maybe.
Bruce Springsteen today.
How old?
He's done a lot. He is 75.
Nice.
It's Know Your Forester, sister.
Oh, okay, I got this.
Radio station where the mighty hosts are living. Sing, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
It's probably June. Because I know June wasn't in June.
No, good guess. And you got it right.
I did. I don't get many right, let's be honest.
June Forester.
I did not look it up for the record.
No, you didn't. That was too quick.
You are correct.
You didn't even know that we were doing
I did not know it was coming. It's not on my list.
You have done that really quick. So So you got June right. Maybe you can guess how old she is.
Well, she is probably 68. Did I get that right, too?
You got that right, too. Now on to the lightning round.
Oh, that's a banner day. Can we mark this down?
Who originally did that song who had a big hit with that, Turn Your Radio On? It was in the 70s.
Almost.
Turn your radio on.
It's too early for Charlie McLean, but it kind of sounds like her.
But this is the Forrester Sisters.
Right.
They cover, and it didn't chart. I thought it had charted, but it didn't. It was Ray Stevens.
Oh,
had a very good version and a hit version of that song, Turn the Radio On.
Okay.
And June Forrester, happy birthday today.
So, hold on. They think you're handicapped.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, because of the cane. You should see the bathroom they gave me.
How can you do this?
Jerry, let's face it. I've always been handicapped. I'm just now getting the recognition for it. Name one thing I have that puts me in a position of advantage. Huh? There was a guy that worked at the Yankees, no arms. He got more work done than I did, made more money. He had a wife, a family, drove a better car than I did.
He drove a car with no arms.
All right, I made up the part about the car, but the rest is true.
George Costanza is on our list today.
He's a beauty.
The genius of Jason Alexander playing that role. Hilarious.
He should have won, every award known to mankind for what he did in that.
He didn't even win a TV. I mean, the Emmys, I think Seinfeld won some Emmys, but they went to different people. He has won a Tony for work on Broadway and musicals. But
He was a funny man.
Jason Alexander, he is 65. Mr. Tomasulu picked the wrong man to hire because he was fake handicapped. That's a direct quote. The Falcon.
How's it feel?
Like it's someone else's. It isn't.
Yeah, you kind of thought the Winter Soldier, his friend Bucky, was the heir apparent.
Right. That's what I thought.
Thank you.
Because Sam really he doesn't have the same strength. He doesn't have any superhuman strength. He hasn't had the super soldier serum that I know of, at least in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
No, he just works out a lot, I guess.
Yeah, and he can fly. That's new. That's new. He's got the little flying wings. Yeah. He's Anthony Mackie. He's 46. And then one more.
If you like what you're hearing, you
Luke's attractive, huh? Excellent bone structure, fancy British accent, really cool tattoos. I think we just met my nemesis.
It sucks. I wanted to play music.
Not me. I'm here for one reason only. I really love stacking CDs.
That's why you got into radio, right?
Stacking CDs.
First would be records.
Right.
And then stacking CDs.
First I did records, yep.
That is Skylar Astin. He was in all the Pitch Perfect movies.
And I know you enjoyed those.
Yeah, they're a guilty pleasure. They're very entertaining. 37 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten today, Jim. We're going to start with actor Walter Pidgeon, who was in Funny Girl and The Preferred Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and born on this day, 1897.
You are there when the entire sky catches on fire, the burning Van Allen belt threatening to destroy the universe. You are there in a deadly rain of disintegrating icebergs. Not even the soaring imagination of a Jules Verne could have dreamed of such a fantastic adventure.
You know who else was there? Walter Pidgeon.
Walter Pidgeon. He was there. And he was, again, born on this day, 1897. A very talented, somewhat diminutive, but we a big talent. Mickey Rooney, 1920.
But I win the Grand National.
Velvet Brown, who do you think you are?
Well, I'm the owner of the pie.
And does that give you leave to go poking your head out amongst the stars? Believing you could take the richest, grandest prize a horse ever won?
He is multi-talented, that Mickey Rooney.
Yes, he is. And he was born on this day, 1920. Did some great movies with Judy Garland along the way as well. Colin Blakely was in some great movies, including The Pink Panther Strikes Again, 1930.
The Pink Panther Strikes Again.
I expect you're all wondering why I asked you here.
The fate of the world is in his hands. But Clouseau is no ordinary man.
That is why I have always failed where others have succeeded.
Never before have his senses been sharper. His reflexes quicker. His tactics trickier.
And I don't even know. I don't think Colin Blakely's even in any of those clips.
No, but
I just love watching Inspector Sellers. Clouseau and Peter Sellers.
Oh, so good. Kato, my little yellow friend. Where? He is Colin Blakely, 1930. What about, speaking of multi-talented, Ray Charles?
So mean, you're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
What a fun song.
No doubt. Grammy Award-winning singer Ray Charles shares the date with Colin Blakely.
That song they were both... is even more fun when you're pounding Jack Morris in the 1987 ALCS at the Metrodome.
That is so true. Ray Charles, born on this day, 1930. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff missed one very quotable former NFL head coach.
There's a gleam, man. There's a gleam. Let's get the gleam.
And his football players, these big linemen are around him going, gleam? What do you mean? Going to get the gleam. I got to go out and knock some heads, what I got to do.
Wasn't not really looking for the gleam. Toothpaste?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he was very high in the dental hygiene.
Uh-oh.
He wanted his players to have the cleanest, whitest teeth, no gingivitis, none of that, no gum disease. We're talking about Marty Schottenheimer.
Oh, sure.
Marty Schottenheimer, you should go on YouTube and listen to some of his inspirational speeches when they huddle just before the kickoff. They're quite entertaining.
I'll bet they were.
And that's one of them. Get the gleam, man. Yeah. He died 3 years ago, born this day, 1943. Marty Schottenheimer with Browns, Chiefs, and Chargers, were the three teams that he coached for. Marty Schottenheimer. Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
You're back, and you'll do the honors here at the Bobathon. Oak Ridge Boys, come on in. Mm-hmm. Cajun Moo and Ricky Skaggs.
Ooh, yeah.
Or Willie Nelson, not Johnny Carson.
Right.
Doing On the Road Again.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Oak Ridge Boys.
WQPM Princeton, WLKX Forest Lake, KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KDGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis.